As we continue discussing the mitzvah of Ksivas Sefer Torah, we look in the Shulchan Aruch, Yerideya, Simen Resh Ayin Sif Aleph. Says the Shulchan Aruch mitzvah asay, a kol ish mi Yisrael does mitzvah asay, for every Jew, lichtav lei Sefer Torah, to write his own Sefer Torah. Vafilu hi nichol a voice of Sefer Torah, even if one's forefathers left him a Sefer Torah, mitzvah lichtav mishaloi, there's a mitzvah to write his own Sefer Torah. Ve'en rishoy l'machroi, one may not sell a Sefer Torah. Afilu yesh lei habri Sefer Torah, even if he already owns many Sefer Torah. Vafilu, says the Ramah, ein lei mayoichel, even if he chas v'sholem doesn't have what to eat, rak al yidei tchak, a person may only sell his Sefer Torah if it's an emergency situation. Vafilim chiyoshin, k'dei liknois chadosh, even to sell an older Sefer Torah in order to buy a new one, asr. Avalum et Torah alisi isha, but in order to learn Torah, to get married, muta limkar, im ein lei dova acha limkar, if he doesn't have anything else to sell. V'uadin, says the Ramal Tzarek Pinyin Shvuyim, muta limakra, one could sell a Sefer Torah. And then he says, V'ayim be'elo adinim, b'archayim sim kuf nun gimash, sochalai soch lichtai Sefer Torah. If somebody hired a Sefer to write for him a Sefer Torah, oi shakana, for your mutter, he bought a Sefer Torah that wasn't in perfect shape, v'higiyai, and he corrects the Sefer Torah, reza kila kosvai, that's considered as if he wrote it. Avlochai kach, to buy a Sefer Torah, as it is, lohigiba, not to make any correction. Have a kachoita mitzvah minashuk, veinu yachba. So as we said at the end of our previous year, the Ramah takes a very strong position. And Ramah says, just buying a finished Sefer Torah is, you're not yoytze the mitzvah. But as we said in our previous year, that's not the opinion of most Rishonim. And actually, there's a tshuva, and the Shas of tshuva is Shevet Alevi, Chelik Tes, Simen Reish Yud Dalid, who goes through the various steps and the various order of what is the best, how to fulfill the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah. He says, L'chatchila, the mitzvah is for one to write Sefer Torah himself. As the Rambam in Hilchos Sefer Torah, Perek Zayin, Halach Aleph teaches us, mitzvah saseh, al ish ish mi Yisrael, lichtov Sefer Torah latzmai. It's a mitzvah for every Jew to write his own Sefer Torah. V'mkosva biyodai, and if you write it yourself, kilu kibla mehar Sinai, it's as if you received the Sefer Torah from Har Sinai. V'meina yochel lichtov, but if a person can't write himself, kosvim lo, they write on his behalf. So it's here clear that it's a mitzvah to write it yourself. If you can't write yourself, then you should have somebody designate, you should designate someone, says Rav Ozner, to write for you. If you just buy a Sefer Torah from a Sefer who did not write it specifically for you, so certainly they're not, certainly if you are Magia, as the Gemara just said, even the Ramah will agree that if you write the last letter or do something material in helping write the Sefer Torah, then you fulfill the mitzvah. But that even the Ramah will agree. But as we said, most Rishonim and Achronim hold that there's nothing, you fulfill the mitzvah just by buying it. And certainly, if the person who writes it on your, who you bought it from, did not write it or have it for his own purpose, but rather he had it by, he rather had it as a, because he sells, in, he writes and sells Sefer Torah, the Ramah would agree that you fulfill the mitzvah Sefer Torah as well. The Pesach Tshuva in Sifkot Aleph discusses a shiloh, which is, of course, a very commonly asked question, and that is, can you fulfill the mitzvah of writing a Sefer Torah b'shutfus? A whole community joins together to writing a Sefer Torah. Are you fulfilled the mitzvah? So he says that the Beis Ephraim is not quite sure he fulfilled the mitzvah. He says the Torah says, we quoted the pasuk in our previous shiur, Kisfu Lachem. Kisfu Lachem means that every person should write his own Sefer Torah. And therefore, suggests the Beis Ephraim that by having a shutfus where more than one person owns a Sefer Torah, you don't fulfill the mitzvah. There's a tshuva from the Klaus Mugger Rebbe Zitzal, and the Shalos tshuva is Devar Yatziv, Yoyredeya, Simen Kuf Ayin, that discusses that shaila. Apparently, what had happened was that the Rebbe wasn't well, and his entire community joined together to write a Sefer Torah for Schus, for him having Refuah Shleima. And he goes into a discussion if there's a fulfillment of the mitzvah that way. And he makes 2 points. He says this issue that we just mentioned, that the Beis Ephraim says, that the Torah says, Atam Kisfu Lechem, that there's an obligation for everybody to write their own Sefer Torah, that he darshan, so to speak, the word Lechem that way. He says that we don't really have a right to darshan psukim in the Torah. And he says, particularly when we speak about this issue, because he says, sometimes the Gemara says Lechem means each one of us individually. And sometimes the word Lechem means that all of us as a group. So the Beis Ephraim, who wants to say the Lechem means everybody individually, he's not sure from where the Beis Ephraim has a right to make that point. That's one thing that he says. The other point, the other raya that he wants to say is that our Gemara says that filu higia ois achas, that if somebody just wrote one letter in the Sefer Torah, then he fulfills the mitzvah. So he says writing one letter is certainly no more than participating as a shutef in the writing of the Sefer Torah. So if you could just, so to speak, write a letter, and maybe what he means to say is, if you want to certainly fulfill the mitzvah, be a shutef, be a partner in the writing of the Sefer Torah, and also write a letter. And therefore, it seems that the Klaus Mugger Rebbe's opinion is quite clear that he held that you can fulfill the mitzvah of Siva Sefer Torah as part of a kehila, as part of a community, if you're not able, or you're, for whatever reason, not writing your own Sefer Torah. Then the Pesachei Tshuva has another interesting discussion. And that's the question that if somebody fulfilled the mitzvah of Siva Sefer Torah, wrote it, and gave it to the shul, gave it to a community. So now it doesn't belong to him anymore. He gave it to Hegdish. So maybe he's not yoytz the mitzvah. Because he says that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is not just writing the Sefer Torah, but rather what it means that you have to own a Sefer Torah. And he says, Aposhtaraya, he says, if someone were to write a Sefer Torah, and if somebody, Chas V'Shalom, happened to that Sefer Torah, it got lost or whatever, certainly you would have to write another Sefer Torah. And therefore he says that if somebody writes a Sefer Torah and he brings it to a shul, he shouldn't give it to the shul. he should remain the owner of the Sefer Torah, because otherwise he doesn't have the mitzvah at all anymore. But then he quotes a Sefer B'nei Yoina from Rabbi Yoina Land Sefer, who says that as soon as you write the Sefer Torah, you are Mekayim the mitzvah. And he brings from the Sefer Paradise Tavard that if somebody wrote a Sefer Torah and Chas V'Shalom something happened to the Sefer Torah, he already fulfilled the mitzvah. And moreover, he says, if I wrote a Sefer Torah and something happened to it, I fulfilled the mitzvah. Certainly, if nothing happened, Baruch Hashem, to Sefer Torah, I just gave it to the shul, I'm fulfilling the mitzvah. Rav Moshe, in the Shas Shus Igros Moshe, Oyre Chaim, Chelik Aleph, Simen Nun Beis, and Naf Aleph, says that Al Gemara says that if somebody buys a Sefer Torah, Kechaytif Mitzvah Menashok. And as we quoted earlier in our shir, the machloekis we showed him, what does the Gemara mean? And Taisa said that Kechaytif Mitzvah Menashok, Taisa said, meant that he took away the mitzvah from the person who wrote the Sefer Torah. Says Reb Moshe, if the person, as soon as he wrote or owned the Sefer Torah, he fulfilled the mitzvah, so why does Tosfos suggest that if I take the Sefer Torah from him, I buy the Sefer Torah from him, it's kechaytif mitzvah menashuk, because I made him lose his mitzvah. But the way the Sefer B'nai Yonah just explained, he already fulfilled the mitzvah. So from here we see, says Reb Moshe, that the mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is not just the writing or the purchasing, if you can't write yourself, as we quoted from Rav Ozna earlier, the Sefer Torah. The mitzvah of Ksiva Sefer Torah is owning a Sefer Torah. And if you don't own, and therefore you have to continue owning it, and therefore Reb Moshe says that if you own a Sefer Torah, don't give it to the shul. And moreover, Reb Moshe says that even if you give it to the shul, it's understood that it was not your intention to give it away. It was your intention to leave it in the shul, that they could use it to learn from and read from, but you want to continue having the mitzvah, Ksiva Sefer Torah, and it was never your intention of totally giving it away.